Yeah, you're listening to Amud V'Chazara with Nani Eisenberg, Maseches Pesachim. Tonight we're going to do Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, which was actually Thursday's Amud, and we're also going to do Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, which is tonight's Amud, and hopefully get back on pace. Baruch Hashem, we got those Amudim. I don't know how where you're holding in this idea, but okay. Let's. So we're going to start Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, top line. We've been talking about Havdalah and how to make it, and what to include. And so let's see, Ula. Ula ikla lepumbadisa. Ula came to Pumbadisa. Amar le, Rav Yehuda le Rav Yitzchak, Berei. So Rav Yehuda said to Rav Yitzchak, his son, when he heard that Ula came to town, to Pumbadisa, right? Ula would travel back and forth to Eretz Yisrael, back and forth to Bavel, and teaching the teachings of Rabbi Yochanan, who lived in Yerushalayim, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, Tveria. And he would be going back and forth. So he's coming to Pumbedisa. So Rabbi Yehuda tells the son of Yitzchak, Zil amtele kalkala de peire, go bring him this basket of fruits, v'chazi hechi avdil, and go see how he makes Havdalah. Mentions over here that, so Rashbam says that it was balila. It was basically like the basket of fruit was kind of just like it was a hechitim to get him to go there and see him a reason to go. Anyway, and he ends up shadar leila abaye. He ends up sending abaye to go instead. He also abaye when abaye came. Amarle, he said hechi amar. So how did he say? Like what? How did he say Havdalah? Amarle, he said baruch hamavdi ben kodesh lachol. So Amarle, he said to him baruch hamavdi ben kodesh lachol amar vesulo. All he said was, presumably, Brachat Hashem Alkina Me'achalam, Hamavdu ben Kodesh Lechol. And that was it. Also, the Kameda of Uoi came before his father, Amar Le, Heich Yamar, and he said, so what did he say? Amar Le, and he said to him, Rav Yitzchak said back to his father, Rav Yehuda, Ana lo Uzli, I didn't actually go. Ana Shadrite Labaye, I sent to Baye, but Amar Le, but don't worry. I got the bottom line. I got the message from Abaye, which is that he said to me, "Hamavdim in kodesh lachol." Amar le, he said to him. He said to him, "My dear son, Ravanuse demar v'sarararuse demar." The arrogance of the master and the sararuse, I guess like rebellion. Oh no, the lordliness of the master, like from Sarus, right? Like you're like ruling of the master. Gramale lemar delote mashmate mi pume caused the master caused to him, meaning you, that you shouldn't say the teaching in, that the teaching should not be said in his mouth, meaning that it could be that you would have been the person that is forever going to be known as the one who quoted Ula, right? And it could be quoted in the Gemara that Rav Yitzchak Bered Rav Yehuda said the same Ula, but now it's going to be Abaye said it in the name of Ula. And the Mila of this Rashbam says is that Delotik Marashmate Mepume, De Rav Yitzchak Elim Mepume De Abaye, Vem Rinan, we say, right, the Gemara Yibam, was Kol Tam Echachim Shomrim Dvar Shmuel Mepiv, Sivasav, Dovavos Bekever. Any teachings that are said in the name of a certain person, when you say those teachings, that person in the kever says those teachings as well. So you want to be the one to teach Torah and say Torah so that when future generations say it, your lips move in the kever, which is, okay, we're assuming a good thing, right? It might get dirt in it, whatever. No, but we're assuming it's a good thing, and that's what we said, right? There's also said about the avos. There's such an idea as well. Avos and lips move. So your arrogance and I guess and your lordliness and right, you're lording yourself over others and sending a baye instead of you caused you to miss out on this great milah. Meisvei, we're gonna challenge this approach of Ula of his super short havdalah from the following brisa. Kol brachos kula. Is the brisa actually? Is it maybe in the mission? It's quoted in brachos. We saw it in brachos. Kol brachos kulan poseach bebaruch vechosein behen bebaruch. All brachos begin with baruch and end with baruch. Chutz mi birchas mitzvos u birchas aperos, except for birchas and mitzvos and birchas aperos. which are typically very short one-liners, right? Shor kishom is tzivano alachilas matzah, or hamotzi lechem in aretz. Those are short, so don't begin and end with baruch. That's one. Those are two similar exceptions to the rule. Ubracha samucha lechaverta, and a bracha that is close to its friend, meaning the bracha that follows a bracha that begins with baruch, meaning part of a series. Right, for example, and at least Rashbam, maybe Rashi, I forgot, also quotes this. Yeah, like Ka'ogon Osam Shel Shmona Esrei, right? In Shmona Esrei, the first bracha begins with Baruch and Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu, and ends Baruch Hashem Magen Avraham. Right, begins and ends with Baruch. Well, let's see the rule in a moment. Meaning, the only exceptions to the rule will be birchas a birchas mitzvah or birchas peros, which are, and that's not just peros, by the way, it's birchas anen in general. It means short brachos. Kiddush is a long bracha. What it really means, it means getting at short brachos. But there's sometimes there are even longer brachos that don't have it, but that's bracha smucha lechaverta, for example, in Shmona Esrei, right, where you have the first bracha, as we said, is bracha tashem alkeda velkei avoseinu, bracha tashem again Avraham. And the second bracha is atah gibor, the olam hashem, and then bracha tashem mechayim esim, atah kadosh shemach kadosh, bracha tashem alkei al kadosh. So these all end with baruch, but they don't begin with baruch, but that's okay because they're bracha smucha lechaverta, they actually take the opening baruch from the previous thing, right? We also have this in benching, for example, right? We have baruch, the first bracha is baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu, right? And then bracha atah Hashem azan esakol. And then we have no delecha Hashem Elokeinu. And then we say bracha atah Hashem alar atzi amazon. And then we have rachim na Hashem Elokeinu. And then we have bracha So we have in birchas kriyas shema, we have a series. The first bracha will have a beginning and end with baruch, and the subsequent brachos will only have to end with baruch. They don't have to begin with baruch. And now the other exception to the rule, ubracha acharona sheba kriyashma, and the bracha acharona of kriyashma, which is the way Rashi and Rashbam elaborates is that the bracha acharona of kriyashma, right? If you think about it, it opens up MSVYatziv, MSVEmuna, and then it ends bracha tashem gal Yisrael. So over here, it doesn't begin with Baruch, but it ends with Baruch. How does that work?
Yeah,
and the way Rashi and Rashbam explain it is that it's essentially a bracha smucha lechaverta. Even though Kriya Shema is mafsik between, meaning because we in Shacharis we have three birchos of Kriya Shema, two before Shema, one after, and in Ma'ariv we have two before and two after, but it's really one long series. And even though Shema seems to be mafsik, but listen how much of a not of a hafsach is. They mention the point that we connect Hashem Elokeichem MS. We connect Hashem Elokeichem. We specifically connect it to MS V'yatziv or MS V'emunah.
Right.
So it's really like a bracha acharichta, right? It's one long bracha.
Yeah.
And therefore, that's all, even though it's not exactly bracha smucha lechaverta, it's essentially. And it'll therefore follow the same principle. Yes, for sure. It definitely is thematic in that regard, as well as the fact that we call these things birchas kriya shema. That's what we call them. So kriya shema, is that really a hefsek, or is that that's part of it? That's the whole thing we're doing. So, but the only point mentioned in Rashbam is the Hashem Elokeichem MS piece. But anyway, yeah. So that's the other exception. Okay, let's get through this brisa. Because there are some of these exceptions that open with Baruch and don't end with Baruch, and some that open with Baruch. Sorry. V'hatova ameitiv, and v'hatova ameitiv also doesn't exactly follow the rules, meaning the v'hatova ameitiv, the fourth bracha of benching, poseich b'baruch v'eino chosin b'baruch. It opens with baruch and doesn't end with baruch, right? So this doesn't seem to follow the rules, even though it's a bracha smuch l'chaverta, so you would think that it would not end, you would think it would not begin with baruch. Right, exactly. So Rashbam elaborates that over here, the reasoning for it, because of the Haruke Beitar, it was added on. And
they wanted to offer it to be consistent with the earlier brachos.
Well, probably specifically to show the distinction. So you know which ones are derisa and which ones are banan. Which also would probably be the amen that we actually say that it's an instruction. And why it doesn't end with a baruch. This is the last couple lines of the Rashbam. He's going to give the same svara as what the Gemara is going to answer shortly for Ula. So anyway, this is a challenge to Ula. So we finished Kuf Dalet Mabez already. One amud in. Not bad, 11 minutes. So Kasha Ula. This is a question to Ula. Yeah, Shapasach Bebarach V'lochasam. It doesn't end with Barach. And it's not exactly... it's interesting because it isn't so like it is pretty short. Why isn't it like the other mitzvahs? I guess even if you say even have the other havdalos, I don't know. Maybe it seems not to consider it a the simple birchas mitzvah or birchas nenin that we were mentioning earlier, right? I mean, it's not birchas mitzvah. We don't say asherik l'shanu mitzvah mitzivanu. So let's see the answer. Amar lach Ula. So Ula would say to you, "Ha nami ke birchas hamitzvos damia." This is essentially like birchas hamitzvos, even though it's not an asher kirishanu. Birchas hamitzvos is my time. What's the reason? Because of for birchas hamitzvos, mishum dohodahi, because it's hoda, it's thanking Hashem. Ha nami hodahi. Here too, it's thanking Hashem. So let's unpack that a little bit in Rashbam. So Rashbam says, "V'ein ba hefsik." And there's no hefsek, meaning davar acher lo hefsek tchina v'lo hefsek ritzoy, right? So either there's no hefsek, meaning that it's all one topic. It's like a short bracha, and you don't go to different topics, and there's definitely no tchina. Or ritzoy. There's no supplication in the middle of the bracha like you have. And let's take a look. What's a hilchach b'psichas and sagi? V'lo dami lebirchas kiddush. Should tzarech lesaper b'shevach Shabbos. Like over there in kiddush, you're supposed to mention a shevach of Shabbos. U'birchas yotzer or right. Meaning u'birchas yotzer or sheish b'hefsek tchina. There's a supplication in birchas or you go in beracha mecha rabim rachei melino birchas avos. And in Birchas Avos in the Shemoneh Esrei, Yesh Badivrei Ritzoy, and there's like words of Ritzoy of trying to be favorable before Hashem. V'tzarach l'vdach l'sayim b'shevcha shamakam, and you have to end with the shevcha shamakam. So Baruch Hamadu Ben Kodesh Lachol is basically like Birchas Mitzvos. It's a hoda. It's Rashbam is it's a little bit hard in the lashon of the Gemara. Like it's a hoda, but that's what he means. Like it's one hoda. It's one thanking of Hashem. Just like we have by Birchas Nen, just like Birchas Mitzvos, it's one message, not multiple messages, and therefore it doesn't have to begin and end with a baruch. Okay, Rav Chananya Bar Shlomi of a Tamidim de Rav, Hava Yasvi B'Sudasa. Rav Chananya Bar Shlomi and the Tamidim of Rav were sitting in the Suda of Akai Elihu Rav Hamnuna Sava. Rav Nuna Sava was attending to them. He was a waiter. Amrulei. They said, Zil Chazi Imakdish Yoma. They said to him, go check if the day has been sanctified yet, meaning if the sun has set, if it's Shabbos yet. And if so, nafsik, then we're going to interrupt. V'nikve l'shabsa, we're going to stop our meal. We're going to bench and then we're going to make a new meal, make kiddush. Amar Lahu. So it's just I don't know if you did this on within Arvei Pesachim. There's earlier in Arvei Pesachim, the staff with the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yehuda would say that you definitely have to be masik. You bench and then you move on. And Rabbi Yossi says you don't have to finish when you finish. Then bench, and then do Kiddush. And Shmuel said you could be. Poresamapa, right? You can just cover it, seemingly holding like Rav Yossi, but at least the way Rashbam understood it, which Tosfos disagreed, go to the Rivah, but that you could interrupt the meal, you could be Poresamapa, and then you make Kiddush, and then you continue. You don't even have to bench. So Amar Lahu, and this is the way the Rashbam understands this back and forth. We're going to see the other Rishonim disagree. Then they think it's more of a timing thing, but we'll focus on Rashbam. So Amar Lahu, so Rav Hamnuna Saba said to them, Lo Tzrichisu, you don't need to do that. Shabbos Kava Nafsha. Shabbos is Koveya itself. Meaning that you don't actually have to interrupt the meal. You do need to make Kiddush, but Shabbos is Koveya itself, and we'll see based on the next couple of lines, and Rashbam, that you have to, it's Koveya and Isser to eat before Kiddush. So because you're not really allowed to continue eating before Kiddush, so we're going to make Kiddush now, and that will serve as enough of the interruption that you don't need to like that you like it, meaning it automatically Shabbos automatically interrupts, and then you don't have to stop anything. You just make Kiddush straight.
Without benching.
Oh, is it without benching first? Right, so let's take a look at Rashbam. Lo tzrichitu lahafsik be'akira shulchan. You don't have to be mafsik be'akira shulchan. Kedei lahavdil bein suras chol lesuras Shabbos. Doesn't mention about benching. So maybe it could be you wouldn't. He's saying you wouldn't have to bench, but he's saying that there's an automatic havdalah that takes place. Pardon the terminology, you know, because it's the beginning of Shabbos, but there's an automatic havdalah that takes place that, I mean, Rabbi Huda asserts that you have to remove the table and bench and then start fresh with the Kiddush, and he's saying you don't need to do that, meaning they were suggesting we should do that. He says you don't need to do that. Shabbos asserts its authority and asserts its havdalah by preventing you from eating. That you need to make Kiddush, so that's enough of a thing that you don't need to do Akira Shochan.
If you didn't know that, then how did you know?
Right, so he says, the Shabbos, he covered Nafshal Lesuda, so Demacher, she oseres alinu lechol, in Rashbam, Meata, below Kiddush, since it ossers you from eating from now without Kiddush, Einol Hesek Godlo Mizeh. There's no greater Hesek than this. That.
If you don't have to bench, you just make Kiddush, cover the way through, make Kiddush, and then resume eating. So then you've lost the opportunity to bench on the earlier meal. Or is it not? We don't really consider it a full interruption such that it would necessitate benching according to this.
Yeah, maybe because of the
quasi.
Right, that's a good point. Yeah. I think the one mentioned covers both. Because you weren't unsatisfied in the interim, you know? And then on its own, Suda Shabbos, Chashiva Nivdalis Misudas Chol, Vedailachem, Prisas Mapa, Vekiddush. All you need to be is Paris Mapa, as Shmuel says. Back to the Gemara. So, and where does he get this? Where does Rav Hamnuna Saba get that Shabbos asserts its own Havdalah? Damar Rav, Kishem, Sheha Shabbos Kovas Lemeiser, Kach Shabbos Kovas Lekiddush. Just like Shabbos is Koveya for Meiser, that things that were not tithed, then you're not allowed to eat it anymore on Shabbos. Kach Shabbos kovas leKiddush. So too is Shabbos koveya for Kiddush. That meaning you're not allowed to eat anything until Kiddush is made. Sover mina. So they thought from this ki hechid kova leKiddush kach kova lavdala. Maybe the same applies to Avdala. That just as you once the sun sets. That you have to end your meal and make Kiddush on the spot before you continue to eat. So too, when it's sunsets on Shabbos day, that you have to end right now and make Avdala. So you might have thought that Amar Lahu. So Rav Amram said to them, "Hachem Rav, this is what Rav said: Lekiddush kavas, v'lo lahavdala kavas. No, only by kiddush, not by havdala. Only kiddush forbids you to eat." It, at this time, we'll qualify this in a moment. Not Adela. Vahani mili le'inyan mifsak. But this only the lo mafsakinan. This is only regarding being mafsik. Meaning, right? Like this, the classic application of this is if you have shal shudis and the sun sets during shal shudis, which is what most people have. All shuls that have shal shudis. Most people that when they have shal shudis, sunset interrupts that. And you're not obligated to end it. In fact, Adaraba, it's a maila to extend it. It's extending Shabbos. So by kiddush, right? If you're having a meal, you should be mafsik the meal, and be at least paris mafah and make kiddush. Havdalah, we don't have to do it. Avalaschule lo maschlina, but certainly not. We know after shkia you should not be eating Shabbos afternoon, right? After shkia. Right. You might have a little bit of leeway, a few extra minutes, 20 minutes after a short time after Shkia, but once it's Spanish, like you know, once it's a Seizav, for sure not.
It's an interesting concept. So there's a quasi Havdalah taking place. Is it because of the Shabbos?
No, it's a, there's an Isser of eating before Havdalah. Kiddush and Havdalah come with an Isser of eating. However, Kiddush's Isser of eating also includes a demanded Hafsaka for the meal, while Havdalah does not. So Mifsik Nami, Lo Amran, and when we said that Yeti Mafsik, it's only, we only said it Elabachila, Abashtia Lo, but not by drinks. Vishtiya nami lo amran ela bechamra v'shichra. However, the drinks that we said that you can drink, it's not talking about chamra and shichra. If it's beer or beer or some other alcoholic beverage, that's like eating. Aval maya leislan ba, but water is not a problem. So halacha l'maisa, at least the way we hold typically and the way the Rashbam lays it out, is that when it comes to kiddush, so if you're in the middle of a meal, you have to stop and make kiddush. The isser applies. If you're in the middle of a meal on Shabbos day and a Havdalah now comes, Shabbos afternoon late, and now it's time for Havdalah, if you're in the middle of the meal, it's fine. If you're not in the middle of the meal, then you can't start eating. And not only that, you can't start drinking beverages like wine and beer. However, you are allowed to drink water. That's what it seems to be said. Upli gadrahuna, and this is arguing on Rav Huna. Drahuna chazai lahu gavra deshosa maya kodem havdalah, because Rav Huna saw a guy who was drinking water before Havdalah. Amarle, he said to him, lo mistive mar me askara? Is the master not afraid of askara? Askara, we know, is it's one of these horrible diseases that was like something in the intestines, and people choked to death. And it's one of the opinions of what happened to the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. It's a terrible, terrible death. Detana de Mishmei to Rabbi Akiva, because it's certainly Rabbi Akiva. Kol atoim klum kodem shi'avdol misasa be'askara. Anybody who tastes anything before Havdalah, his death is with askara. Rabbanon to be Rav Ashi lo kapti amaya. The Rabbanon of the yeshiva Rav Ashi were not makbid regarding water. They said drinking water is fine. So la halacha, that's how we hold, that if you need to drink before kiddush, you should not drink. Even if you're very thirsty, you should not drink. I mean, if something is very serious, you can. But if you know, if you're just quite thirsty, you cannot even drink water once it's time for kiddush. However, if it's time for Havdalah, then and you're really thirsty, so you can drink water before Havdalah. The Api Kabbalah, it's better not to, because then you get into things of neshamos and certain waters that waters come from the place at that time. Then there's a question: is it all types of water, only water from rivers or particular rivers? So you get into this whole Kabbalistic discussion. But black and white halacha, you would be allowed to drink water before Havdalah, though there are mikvahim that say you should not, at least under certain circumstances.
It's interesting in terms of the electric order of Hori Dana chakras.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of, I mean, if it's a simple concept, you're putting yourself before doing mitzvahs, then
Sounds like there's a separate issur of doing it before Kiddush once you're obligated in Kiddush. Mm-hmm. Now, your obligation in Kiddush does not start until after you've davened, okay. The chakras. So you're not in violation of that by drinking before davening, okay. Especially if the drinking is to enhance the davening. Right, it's like my throat is scratchy, or I need a coffee to focus, or something like that. Possibly even food and meds and things like that. But that's enhanced davening. Has nothing to do with the isser of once I'm obligated in Kiddush or Havdalah, I'm not allowed to eat or drink. Okay, Balimine Ravina me Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Ravina answered Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. If someone didn't make Kiddush Friday night, what's he allowed to, what's halacha regarding the following day? Does he make Kiddush? Right? Meaning, right, let's say someone came home Friday night and he just passed out, fell asleep, and he woke up Shabbos morning. Does he make Kiddush?
Then he made Kiddush twice.
Well, no, he did the second bracha of Kiddush, Mekadesh Shabbos.
Okay.
Amar Le, but also the question that's asked similar is do you have three meals? Do you have to have three meals during the day?
Right.
Or is it dafka, one meal at night and two during the day? Mm-hmm. So Amar Le, he said to him, Mida Amri b'nei Rabbi Chiya. So from the it was said that the children of Rabbi Chiya, they're from the, from that which they said, anybody who did not make Havdalah Motzai Shabbos, he has the entire week to do it. So Rashbam says, Ad Ravi b'Shabbos Kedil Kaman. It means until Wednesday. It just means the entire week. Right? But you have until Wednesday to make Havdalah. So, Ad V'lo Ad B'chlal. Right, so really, it's till the end of Tuesday that you're allowed to make Havdalah. So Hachanami, so I'd apply the same thing. Mishlo Kiddush be'erev Shabbos. If you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, Mekadesh Halach Kol Yom Kulo. You have all of Shabbos to make Kiddush. Esrei, Lele Shabbos veLele Yom Tov Yesh Ben Kedusha Alakos veYesh Ben Hazkara beBerachas Hamazon. So we have a brisa that says that Shabbos nights and Yom Tov nights. So there's Kiddush on a kos. And there's a haskara, you have to mention Shabbos in benching, Ritzai. Shabbos v'yom tov, Shabbos day and yom tov day, in bahem kedusha alakos, there is no same level of kedusha alakos, v'yesh behen haskara b'rechaz mazon. There is benching in b'rechaz mazon. Let's see, clarification over here.
When you're saying before, mentioning... specific aspect.
Yeah. So just
the
Kiddush
Hayom.
Sorry, go ahead. I want to clarify that line of Ein Behen Kedusha Al Hakos. There's no Kiddush Al Hakos. Rashbam says it means Ki Im Borei Pri Hagafen Levad. What it doesn't mean that there's no Kiddush Al Hakos. It means that we don't say the bracha of Mikadesh Shabbos or Mikadesh Yisrael Vazmanim on a kos. That doesn't happen in. That doesn't happen over a kos, Shabbos and Yom Tov day.
Right.
It does happen in davening, right? The middle bracha of Shmona Esrei is Mekadesh Shabbos or Mekadesh Yisrael v'Azmanim, but we don't do Kedusha ala kos, but we do Shabbos day, we make something called...
Yeah,
being mechalik between... Right. When we say Kedusha ala kos, we don't mean making what we call Kiddush, the beginning of your Shabbos day meal or Yom Tov day meal, we're not referring to that. We're referring to saying the bracha, bracha ta'ashem b'kadeshi ha-shabbos. You don't do that over a kos. So this is what the brisa says. So it says, at night, Shabbos and Yom Tov night, we do kedusha ala kos, and we mention benching, we mention Shabbos and benching, or Yom Tov and benching, ritzei and yal v'yavo. But Shabbos day, we only say Ritzei Yal V'Yevo, but we don't do Kiddush Alakos. So now the Gemara says, V'Yisal Kedaitach, Mishalo Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos, Mekadesh Halech Kol Yom Kulo, Shabbos v'Yom Tov Nami Mishkachas Lehu. So if that would be the case, that you can all, that, you know, if you forgot Kiddush Friday night or Yom Tov night, you can do it all day the next day. Then we find a case Mishkachas Lehu. We have a case where you do Kiddush Alakos. Di Yisran Kiddush Alakos. Dilo Kiddush Meorsa. Mikadosh Lamachar, that if he doesn't make Kiddush Friday night or Yom Tov night, he can make it the next day. So this Brisa, from the fact that it says there's no Kiddush Alakos, Shabbos day or Yom Tov day, I see that I can't make Kiddush Shabbos or Yom Tov day, even if I forgot the night before. Yeah? One more time?
Yeah.
We have the Brisa. What does this Brisa tell us? This new Brisa.
You're saying that you don't get, there's no tikkun. If you miss it Friday night or the end of the night, you don't make the Kiddush Hayom.
Well, yeah, that's our understanding. But simply, what does it say? Meaning, before we get to no tikkun, it says that what do we find by Yom Tov and Shabbos night?
Okay. The Kiddush Hayom Bracha is recited at night.
Yeah, good. We have what we call Kiddush Alakos, and we don't have it Shabbos or Yom Tov day. And what we're inferring from that, what Ravina I think is inferring from that, is that means that if you forgot Kiddush Friday night or Yom Tov night, you can't do it the next day, because this Brisa tells us there's no such thing as Mikadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim or Mikadesh Shavuos on a coast Yom Tov or Shabbos day. Right? It says Ein Kedusha ala kos Shabbos day. So that teaches us that where you wanted to know, if you missed it Friday night, can you do it the next day? So clearly not, because the Brisa tells us there's no Kiddush Alako Shabbos day. The Gemara responds, Amar Lei, he said to them, no. De'i lo katani. Right? The de'i, that if, that's referring to the previous line. We said, de'i lo kiddush me'orsa, if he didn't do it Friday night, or Yom Tov night, so the de'i case, that if you forgot it, lo katani, that's not what the Brisa is teaching. The Brisa is not talking about that, you know, that certain exceptional case where someone missed Kiddush Friday night. It's saying in general, it's telling you the halacha in general, that Friday night we say Kiddush Alakos, and Shabbos day we don't say Kiddush Alakos, but no, we mentioned what to say in both.
You're saying it's not precluding if you missed that night.
Yeah, if you missed it, of course you would do it the next day, and that is how we hold. By the way, that if you would miss Friday night Kiddush, you would the next day say, you wouldn't say Vayichulu, I think, because that's Vayichulu specifically for Friday night, but you would say whatever you say, Zachor B'Shamer or whatever, and then you would say Brei Pri Hagafen, and you would say the second bracha Mikdash Shabbos. That would be the halacha. But the Gemara is going to continue to challenge this. We'll hold it here for now.